teachers of the country's colleges of education have embarked on an indefinite sit-down strike over their conditions of service. The teachers claim since the elevation of their colleges to tertiary status, nothing has been done to improve upon their conditions. The General Secretary of Colleges of Education, Teachers Association of Ghana, SETAC, Prince Obenhema, told Radio Ghana that the Ministry of Education and the National Council for Tertiary Education have failed to honor their responsibilities to the teachers. Mr. Obenhema told Radio Ghana that until their concerns are addressed, they will never go back to the classroom. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
We have decided to go on strike because the Ministry of Education and the NCT and all stakeholders which will ensure that the teachers who are in the colleges get migrated from their current status to where we are supposed to be placed in the tertiary arrangement are not doing what is expected of them. And you will recall that we embarked on a similar strike action last year, and we agreed that before the semester that has just begun, they would have done one or two things, but they've still not done anything. So per the labor law, you can only embark on strike when you've informed your employers 20 clear days ahead of time. So we did this by informing them on the 3rd of January. That also yielded no reply, and we started our action yesterday.
So how long are you going to be on strike?
It is indefinite, my brother. No amount of threat and what have you from the powers that be will get us to rescind our decision.
So, Mr. Obenhema, on what condition will you resume work?
We have asked them, we've given them two options. One, let them sign MOU with SETAC, committing ourselves to the agreement that, look, any time the people implement the thing, we finish with documentation and we realize where we're going to be placed, otherwise, the thing will take retrospective effect from 2012 when the act became law in Ghana. Or two, give our membership 70% of our current gross salary to cushion us so that any time you finish with whatever you have to give us, then you withdraw that one and then you replace it with whatever it is that we have given us.
Right. You earlier told me that you've informed the National Labour Commission about your intentions or whatever was happening, but the same National Labour Commission is describing your action as illegal.
Quite surprising, and I don't know which strike actions have been deemed legal in Ghana here. Basically, you are supposed to work for you to get paid, so once you decide not to work, it's illegal. But it's about the process you go through before embarking on the strike action. What does the labour law say? You cannot just go on strike. You need to have informed your employers. Ask them if we have not done so.
But my understanding of the labor law is that you cannot be on strike whilst negotiations are taking place.
Well, we have now been invited, so we are now going out there. And we don't know whether it's negotiation or whatever it is, so we cannot rescind our decision. So we get there and know the reason for the invitation.
Have we exhausted all avenues for negotiations or resolution of your grievances before deciding to go on this strike?
Yeah, for now we can say yes. Well, the last time we went on strike, who did not come in? Everybody, all those people who matter came in.
How far will you pursue this agenda?
As far as our energies can sustain us, as far as we will press for them to give us what they are supposed to give us, and justice gets done.
And if the government still doesn't listen to you or address your concerns, what else can you do?
Let us clear the task government from this. It is institution. Let's get the state institutions to do their work.
So if these state institutions, as you mentioned, if they still don't listen to you or address your concerns, what else can you do?
Certainly, it would also not work.
SETAC General Secretary Prince Obenhema talking to Bubu Klinogu.
Now, meanwhile, the Ministry of Education says the industrial action embarked upon by teachers of the colleges of education is uncalled for. PRO of the ministry, Paul Kwampa, told Radio Ghana that all the issues raised by the teachers are being addressed and there's therefore no need for them to go on strike. He said the ministry will meet the teachers tomorrow at the National Labour Commission to try and resolve the issues. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
I will say right away that this action is uncalled for. Uncalled for in the sense that there is a number of issues which are being addressed by the Minister of Education. Now, they actually talk about a delay in their transition into full tertiary status. But I must say that all the process have actually been completed. We've come out with what we call a harmonized scheme of work. We have also come out with a harmonized condition of service as well as a harmonized status of the colleges. Now, just last week, they actually lodged a complaint with the National Labour Commission. We were all invited. They refused to turn up. And then they also went by saying that, well, with the delay in the transition, they should be given 70% of their current salary as compensation. But we made them to understand that it was not possible for the ministry to actually work out such a a package for them because the ministry hasn't got that mandate to negotiate conditional service.
So, Mr. Krampa, have you communicated to them what you've been doing so far? Because they said that they've written several letters to you that they've not gotten any response from you.
No, it is not true. It is not true. Just recently, they wrote a letter to the minister. The minister on 6 January replied all the issues that there is. And if they are saying that they've not received any letter, it's most unfortunate.
CETAC is also saying that if you cannot pay them the 70% of their gross salary, you have to sign an MOU with them that if all the processes are complete, you pay them with retrospective effect from the time that the college's education status is taking effect. Are you prepared to do that?
You know, we can't sign any MOU with them. You know, the minister, as I said earlier, we don't have the mandate to determine the conditional service of teachers within the education sector. We don't have that mandate.
All of you are saying that the strike by CETAC is illegal. The National Labour Commission is saying the same thing. The ministry is saying the same thing. So what are you doing about it? They're still on strike. So what will you do?
No, what we'll do is that we'll invite them once again.
How soon are you inviting them?
We are meeting them again at the National Labour Commission tomorrow. National Labour Commission has invited them to meet us at the National Labour Commission tomorrow. So we'll meet them there.
Now, as PR of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, talking to Bubu Kinugu.